USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, on Tuesday indicated he would back Judge Merrick Garland's nomination for Attorney General. McConnell said Tuesday afternoon that he plans to support Garland's nomination. Other Senate Republicans have also signaled support for Garland, including Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina and John Cornyn of Texas. The vote for Garland's nomination is scheduled to take place March 1st. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Tom Vilsack to head the 100,000-person Department of Agriculture. Vilsack also held the job under President Barack Obama. Police said an unidentified woman in Seattle, Washington, needing a hobby, discovered a kilogram of cocaine in a crochet kit she purchased from a thrift store over the weekend. After opening the kit, the woman found the package with 100% written on it. Phoenix, Arizona PD on Saturday said a family who purchased a plush glow toy at a local thrift store found bags containing thousands of pills believed to be fentanyl in the toy. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Let's get a Tiger Woods single car crash update. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a rollover crash just outside of Los Angeles. Woods suffered serious injuries to both legs. In a statement Tuesday night, Woods' team revealed he'd had surgery to repair multiple fractures in his right leg, as well as a shattered ankle. Former President Donald Trump reacted to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, and he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life, but now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and, he'll figure a way, but he's a wonderful person."
45-year-old Tiger Woods is a 15-time PGA champion who shares the PGA Tour record of 82 career victories with the late, great golfer Sam Snead. Woods attended the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational in Pacific Palisades, California over the weekend, but he did not compete in the tournament because he was recovering from recent back surgery. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York woman wanting to start a family has turned down the COVID-19 vaccine because not enough information is known about the vaccine. The personal decision cost her her job. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson, fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
The COVID-19 vaccine is not mandatory at this time. Once we know more about the vaccine, it's possible that it will become mandatory. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.